Hello, darlings. Hello, it's the Valerie V Show. How are you? We are live on Facebook. Can you believe it? This is our second Wednesday live broadcast that we've done. I am trying to go live every Wednesday, just so you know, and we've been rotating back and forth from afternoon to evening, afternoon to evening. We'll see where we get the most folks to kind of engage with us and follow along. And the more people we get to engage at certain times, and that's the time we'll kind of stick with. So while we're doing this, I bet you I have some triplets that are watching. And what I need to know is, triplets, can you hear me and can you see me? So if you could comment and let me know if you can hear me and see me, that would be awesome. I am looking at, let's see if we can see ourselves. Hold on. We're gonna refresh the Valerie V Show page. If you're on Valerie V Show page, just hit refresh. And let's see if that good old live video will show up there. Because it's always a mystery as to whether or not you're really going to show up. And there we are. Can we hear ourselves?
No, if you can hear me.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Coolio. All right. So we're live. People can hear us. People can see us. Nah. So today we're going to talk about 2019 increasing Facebook engagement. And we're going to talk about a couple of different ways to do that. One of them is what I'm doing right here, and that is live video. And recorded video works too. Here is another thing you should know. Whether or not you're watching this, okay, if you're watching this live, that's awesome. We want as many live watchers as possible. Facebook has algorithms just like Google has algorithms, and Facebook loves engagement. So if you will follow along and if you will comment with hashtags or hi, how are you, or whatever that is, if you just say hi, that's awesome. If you're watching the replay, all you have to do is hit hashtag, you type in hashtag replay. And for all of us old people, that's pound sign replay. And then comment like, hi. So what happens is last time we did this, we gave away free stuff for comments and hashtags. And this time we're going to do the same thing. We sent Beth Shalom with Right at Home of Central New Jersey. We sent her and her staff a dozen chocolate-covered strawberries last week because she was the winner. She engaged, said hi, did the hashtags, did the stuff. And it doesn't matter, again, if you're watching the replay or you're watching this live, I do go back after a day or two and check it out and see who's been engaging with the show and who has questions and whatever. And then what we do is a drawing to see, and then we draw people out of the hat and they get free stuff. Okay, so free stuff for comments and hashtags. So all you have to do is comment and say hi, or if you're watching the replay, hit, type in replay and then say hi or whatever. All right. One of the things I've been wanting to experiment with, and we've been experimenting with for, I don't know, we've tried this in the past and now we're going to try it again because apparently it can be a real game changer. And that is having a chat bot. Now, this is another one of those things that you kind of, it's a great marketing tool if it's used correctly. And Facebook has some definite rules about how to use chat bots. And the chat bot that we use is called ManyChat. It exists on our websites and it exists, hi Rose, and it exists on our Facebook business page, The Valerie V Show. So if you go to The Valerie V Show Facebook page, which is where you are right now, and you hit send message, you will get an experience with our chatbot. It'll want to get you to sign up to go to be a member of our free group that we have, free marketing group on Facebook. And it will also want to give you 10-day insider program so you can kind of see all of the videos and the things that we share with our clients, and you get access to all that for 10 days, all the marketing cool stuff. And when you do that, it's 10 days, it's all yours. You can look, watch as much stuff as possible. I think there's like 60 videos and tons of downloads and bonuses. So it's a pretty cool amount of stuff. do as much as you can in 10 days. And what our hope is that you'll want to work with us and you want to let us help you with your social media and your content and your website and all those things. So having a chat bot is a way to engage with people. This isn't just asking them if they want an appointment. It's not just asking them if, you know, they have questions. It really is about helping them engage with you and talk to you. But it gets that conversation going with them 24 hours a day. You don't have to be sitting right there. It answers their questions. And it can get really like complicated and intuitive. Hi, Bobby. And it's a pretty cool thing. So if you want to see how ours works, and I'm not trying to trick you into doing it, I'm just saying if you want to check it out, on the Valerie V Show page, if you go to at the top, it'll say send message. If you hit that, you will see the whole shebang of kind of how it works. We use ManyChat for that. I think it is a great way to get engagement 24 hours a day from Facebook, and you can embed it on your website and it will do the same exact thing on your website. You have to follow the rules. ManyChat is really good about helping you follow the rules. So you can't spam people 24 hours a day with broadcast messages, and you have to be careful about what you say. But it is a great way to engage with people. So a chatbot is a computer program designed to simulate conversation with human users, especially over the internet. I highly recommend it. If you're interested in knowing more about chatbots, then here's what we want you to do is put in hashtag chat. So this is another one of those engagement things. We give away free stuff for engagement because I know that it's a challenge to get people to engage, and Facebook loves it when people engage. So if you put in hashtag chat in the little comments, we'll know that you're engaging with us and you're interested in knowing more about chatbots. And if that's the case, all that means is that we will, as we grow our ManyChat account and as we get more people engaged with our chatbot, we will pass on those tips and how to do that for your own Facebook business page. We'll pass that on to you. Eventually, it may be something we add as a service to others that we might be able to set up on folks on their Facebook or their website. But for now, if you're interested or if you want to know more in the future, just do hashtag chat for me. If you want to subscribe to my chat bot and see what that's like, like I said, you can hit send message on this page, or you can go to this link. Hey, David Swires, and you can go to https and then /m.me/ Valerie V Show. Same thing will happen. You'll engage with our chat bot. It's kind of interesting to see how other people's work. I also subscribe to a couple of them, Molly Mahoney's and Gary Vaynerchuk. So if you've ever heard of Gary V, if you subscribe to his stuff, he has staff and amazing people programming all of his. And so every day I get, hey, Valerie, would you like to learn more about so-and-so thing? I think it's really interesting. And it's very conversational. It's kind of creepy, but it's really neat. I love to watch that. So that's pretty cool. All right. So that is chatbot. So that's one way to engage with folks on Facebook. Okay. I'm going to mess up your name. Hi, Chikata. I don't know if I said that right, but I'm saying hi because you're saying hi to me. So I'm glad you guys are all here. And this is a very, this time of night is actually pretty good. 2 o'clock in the afternoon is the other time we were doing these, Central Time. And I know a lot of people are still at work and it's hard to be on Facebook and all that. So we may do these in the evening more often. Engagement on Facebook. Okay, our clients, thank you. So one of the things our clients ask us is, why do you post the content? So for those of you who don't know what we do, when a client comes to us, they need help with all of their online marketing. They need help with social media. They don't know what to post. They don't have time to post it. They don't have time to do all this stuff because it's like understanding and running a whole another business. And they're also trying to run their own business. So we step in as the techie geeky folks and we do all their social media. We do blog posting for them. We provide them with all the content. It's 100% unique to them. No one else in the world gets the same content that they get as far as blog posting goes. We take care of LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and it depends on your demographic. Instagram is highly recommended, but it also depends on who it is you're talking to, who your target market is. So when we do that, we have certain things that we post, and people say to me and to our staff, why do you post this? How come it's not always like an ad for my business? I want to talk about what I do for people all the time. And the rule is that when you're on Facebook, it should be 80% engagement and 20% promotional. 80% engagement, that's made up of things like pictures, videos, memes, meaning like, you know, a quote, a saying, a picture with a funny, some funny words on it. You all know what memes are. There's gross memes and funny memes and stuff you can't post on your page if you have a lot of clients on Facebook like me, but you think they're funny anyway. There are all kinds of different things you can post, but mainly educational information, tips, videos, super important stuff. It doesn't have to be all about you all the time. In fact, it shouldn't be all about you. You need to be perceived as the resource in your business area, your niche, your market. You need to be perceived as an authority and an expert. And in order to do that, you need to share lots of things that pertain to your market, not just advertisements about you all the time or what you do all the time. 20% of the time, yes, you should be promoting yourself, your business. You should be advertising, and you should be letting people know what you do. So 80% of the time, be thoughtful. Make people feel happy. We find that the most engagement we get, we have tons and tons of Facebook pages that we own, and we help manage, 200 or more for our clients. And when we actually put up something that's inspirational or kind or pretty, or, you know, gives somebody a great start to their week, like Happy Monday and a little quote or something, those posts get more shares, likes, comments, and engagement than anything else. And Facebook loves that. So if you really want Facebook to work for you, it can't be all about you all the time. It needs to be about community outreach. I hope you have a great week. Those kinds of things. And then, of course, other inspirational articles that come from other websites. In our case, we are in the senior market, Alzheimer's breakthrough kind of stuff. Dementia stuff, how to, you know, I know there's all kinds of things. So 80% engagement, cool, fun, inspirational, tips, things like that, 20% promo. So, if you're paying attention, and I know you love chocolate covered strawberries, I want you to do a hashtag 80 if you're paying attention. I can't wait to do this drawing and see who wins the strawberries. That's so totally awesome. I love sending people food. I love it when people send me food. Okay, hashtag 80. All right, we've already talked about this, but examples of engagement, news, memes, inspiration, articles, tips, how-to, photos, videos, polls, questions, and answers. If people are liking your posts, if they are commenting, the best thing you could do is go back to them and see if they've liked your page. There's a way to do that. You can click on all the likes of that post, and you can, when you click on that, it'll tell you a list of people who have liked that post, and you can see how many of those have actually liked your page. And if they haven't liked your page yet, you can send them a little invite. You can just go invite, and you can see down the page how many people haven't liked your page yet, and you can invite them to like your page. And they do. They will like your page if you invite them. So it's a great way to build your audience on your page as well. All right, let's talk about video marketing. Okay, now the hashtag for this part is hashtag video, if you're paying attention. All right, let's talk video marketing. I find that a lot of people are afraid to be on camera. They don't want to be on camera. They don't want to take the time to do this. If you want to build your audience, and I've been doing this for quite a while now, for a very long time, and I still do this, it was all about the webinar. Love doing webinars. People have to register. You get their information. You can do a webinar on any informational thing you want. Just like this in the evening, people don't have to leave their home. They can be on their phone. They can be on their computer. They can be wherever they are and watch your video, and they can watch your webinar. So if you're in the senior care space or whatever space you're in, it could be anything. If you do a little educational webinar or video once in a while, and you know what? You don't have to be on the screen. You don't have to be on the screen. If you're using a product like Zoom, which is built for screen sharing, instead of it camera looking at me, the camera is showing my screen. I don't actually have to be on camera. I know people hate that. Yes, and Jana says she doesn't like that. But the camera's not looking at me. It's looking at my PowerPoint presentation or whatever I have up on the screen. And you can hear my voice talking you through the slides. So that's one way to kind of get used to it where your face is not on the screen, but you can explain to somebody the power of what it is that you know that they might not know. Or you can have somebody else hold the camera while you're doing something and showing people how that's done. I would also say this about doing videos, whether you're in the camera or not on the camera, however you want to do it. You can never give away too much information. No one is going to become the expert in what you do just by watching a video. So you don't have to worry that you're giving away your secrets or you're giving away some kind of thing that, if I share that information, then they'll be able to do it and I won't get their business. That's not true at all. We have been sharing and giving away information for 11 years and we still run a big business. So the what really happens, people might try to do what you do. They might think they are going to try to do what you do, but at the end of the day, they're going to be like, this is not my gig. I'm going to hire somebody to take care of this for me. So doing videos to show people why you do what you do, how you do it, or just giving them information. In the senior care market, there are so many things you could give information on. You could do a walkthrough of your own house and show people without you being on the camera, just make sure you have great audio, all of the opportunities for a senior to slip and fall if you have throw rugs on the floor. I could do that in two or three places in my house. Just show people all the little tips and tricks about how to make sure your home is senior friendly or how to avoid falls. You can do all kinds of things that don't require you to be on camera. So please consider video marketing without your face having to be on camera and then ease into it. I'll tell you, I watch a lot of videos and you can see that I have makeup on and my hair is done, but on any given day, this might not be the case. And I work from home, so I don't get dolled up all the time. But I see people go on camera now and they have not a stitch of makeup on. They have, you know, maybe they've combed their hair, but they have wisdom. They really care about what they're talking about. They're very passionate about what they're talking about. And that's okay. I don't really care if they have makeup on or they look like, you know, Miss America. I'm fine with watching someone give me information who's passionate and knowledgeable and refreshing. That's all I care about. In fact, we talked to somebody recently who does a dementia. She does a dementia broadcast and she's a lovely, lovely person. And she does get dolled up for hers, but not always. Sometimes she's just taking a walk and she'll just go live on Facebook and talk about something that came to her mind or whatever. And I just think that is so refreshing. She is, she's not afraid to be on camera. She's older than me. And she's just a wonderful, amazing resource of information on dementia. And we're going to be highlighting and spotlighting her pretty soon. And you'll see more about that. So don't be afraid to be on camera. Nobody but you is going to really care what you look like. They really just want that good information. All right, so video with you in the video. If you are going to be in the video, a couple of things. I am using a Logitech Pro, simple, easy, $39 camera right now. And trust me, I have tried a lot of different cameras, and this has been the easiest one that's not right in my face. And I don't know, it's fine. It's got, you know, a good balance of what's behind me. If you can see my lovely hummingbird and kind of what's on the side. And I didn't really have to do a whole lot. Microphone, I did spend a little money on that because I know how good important audio is. So here's the tip. If someone's videoing you and they're like using a phone, all you need is your phone, by the way. You don't have to use any special equipment. Make sure you have a mic, a lavalier mic, and you can go on Amazon and buy a lavalier mic that plugs into your phone, and make sure you get one for iPhone, specifically to iPhone, if that's what you're going to do. And just clip it on and make sure you have good audio. There is nothing worse than doing a whole video and realizing that no one can hear what you say. Ooh, that's why I always test to make sure I can hear myself, because I want you to be able to hear me. And then we take this video. So this video that you see right here, and again, whether or not you're in the video doesn't matter. As long as I can hear you and I understand what you're trying to tell me, and it's either on the screen or you're visually talking and saying what it is. We take this. Video. Did you guys see that? What's the name of the mic? Okay, I'm gonna look at what the name of the mic is. Nope. Okay, it says F-I-F-I-N-E. Fifine. But I have used blue snowballs, white snowballs. Yeah, don't worry, it's coming back. I have used, you know, you can get a good mic on Amazon. If you're not broadcasting on radio, you do not need to spend $500 on a mic. We're talking 30 bucks, 40 bucks, something like that. You can get a good mic. And even the lighting, I have a light on that you can't see. There is a easy, cheap way to get some lighting so that you don't look dead. I still look pretty white, but I do have I'm sitting in front of a little window, but I do have a light over here that's shining on me. And the challenge with glasses is that if your light, so you can see my window, you can see the window in front of me, right in my glasses. So if you do wear glasses, you're going to have, so you need to put your light way up high so you don't have it shining right on your glasses. Okay, so that is video. Let's see, that is video with you in the video. Great audio. You can use your phone. That's totally fine. You don't have to buy anything special. Do frequently asked questions about us, a new concept, a new service, a new product. Keep these videos short. Nobody wants to hear you drone on for an hour and a half like I'm droning on. 5 minutes or less is really good, believe it or not. No one has an attention span anymore. So keeping them short is awesome. Okay, when you're not in the video, ideas, webinar, do webinar on a subject matter that you know a lot about. If you're in the senior care space, you have a lot of knowledge that you can share. PowerPoint presentation, you can do videos with Animoto. If you've never looked at Animoto, please look at it. There are different packages, different pricing. You can take your people's testimonials and put them in a beautiful little slideshow and put those videos up. That's not something you would go live with. You can put them on your Facebook business page. You can do educational videos. They are always going to be short. You can put a little music behind them. You can voice them over. They're very easy to do. So Animoto, text, images, and music. Or let someone else do the talking. You could do consumer testimonials. So if you have a client that has really, really is happy with your services. You have to make sure, of course, you have permissions and they're okay with everything. And you can find online a photography release, have them sign a photography release or a film release, and do a little testimonial and ask them how they feel about your services and let them be the person on camera. And then take that video and edit it, put your call to action and your phone number at the end and the beginning and all that. Those are great videos to share with people. I just bought a package that talks about how to get consumers to do more testimonials in front of their computer for you. So I'm going to test that out and then I'll share it with everybody and let you know if it works. And how often should you be on video? So here's what I'm doing right now. This is last year I did a video almost every day and they were short and that will kill you. So I don't recommend every day. I don't even recommend necessarily four times a week or three times a week. So on Monday, I do a short video that announces what's coming up on Wednesday. So if you look back through this page, you'll see a video from Monday that talked about what we were going to discuss. And then I remind and remind and remind people. And then on Wednesday, we go live at whatever time we said, and I send lots of reminders. And you're not going to have 500 people watching you live. Remember this too. The video that I'm making right now, I'm so happy that you're all here. But what will happen is hundreds of people will watch it, the replay, that didn't get to see it live. I can't catch everybody. This isn't the most important thing going on in everybody's life today. So, but lots and lots of people, I'll share it on pages and on my personal profile. I will boost the post to people who like this page and they will see this video and they will see replay. So if you go back a few days later and you were to look at this, you'd see replay, 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 because people will do hashtag replay because they watched the replay. So actually Monday is a short video that talks about what we're going to talk about on Wednesday. So you have to kind of plan. On Wednesday, we do this live video. And then on Friday, we're going to do what we call Adventure Time videos. Now, last week, we did a quick video because we were out of town as a family. So we did an Adventure Time video, which is fine. So Adventure Time videos are just something that you're showing people that you're a human being and you have a life and you have kids and you're, you know, or whatever, your dog. It could be anything. It's something that you're doing that's not business related. So that's what we'll do Friday. Friday, you'll see a video from me that is Adventure Time. Sometimes I go live, sometimes I record them. It just depends. But going live for sure is one time per week on a Wednesday. And then the announcements on Monday and the Adventure Time is on Friday. And that those Monday and Friday videos can be recorded. And that's how we handle it. And it works out really well because I can edit those videos and, you know, whatever. So, all right. So we have talked about, hi, Shauna. We have talked about 2019 increasing Facebook engagement, chatbots. So if you're interested in chatbots, you need to do hashtag chat so we can get everybody on the same page as us. If you want to subscribe to my chatbot to see how it works, all you have to do is go on this page, go to the top where it says send message and hit send message. And trust me, I'm not going to, you know, it'll be the chatbot that'll answer you. It's not going to be me, obviously, especially right now. For Facebook engagement, it's the 80-20 rule again. So 80% cool, informative tips, stuff like that, news, memes, inspiration, articles, how-to, photos, and 20% promotional about you, what you do, how to get a hold of you, what services you provide, 20% about you. And so if you we're also remember free stuff for engagement. So if you just came on, do hashtag chat, hashtag 80, 80-20 rule, do, hashtag video for video marketing and tell us about yourself if you want, or just say hi or whatever you're doing. So video marketing, we just talked about that. And that is all about whether you're on the video or you're not on the video, you know, you can record these in advance and practice. You don't even have to be live. So you can edit it out. Like, listen, I do this. So all the time. Ugh. So you can, so I can edit out the so on the recorded version of this. And then people won't hear me saying, so like, oh my God, so stubs. All right. When you're not on video, when you are on video, and how often? Monday recorded, just say hi to everybody and what they can expect to hear from you on Wednesday. Wednesday, go live. Do something that gives everybody lots of cool information. Friday, adventure time. Do something fun. Show people that you have a life, that you have children, that you're a human being. Show people that you are not just a business person, that you really have a life. I think that we forget that we're humans. I do, you know, everybody does it. So I get a lot of messages throughout the week. Sometimes people are frustrated and they forget that they're talking to a group of humans that care very much about their business. It's just, you know, we get wrapped up in what our issues are and all that. So just do a little video that shows people, you know, your dogs or them doing a trick or something that's cool. It can be short. You don't have to be in it. Adventure time. All right, guys, I'm not going to keep you any longer. Thank you so much for joining us. The replay will appear in about, I don't know, 20 minutes on this page. So if you missed anything, you can always watch the replay. Thanks, everybody. We'll do our drawing. And if I reach out to you personally, it's because I need to know where to send those berries, those chocolate-covered strawberries. Yay! Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.